A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seen the sky so blue, the birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunday now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Yeah.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chaleos, Tom Bettis taking your calls this morning. Today, the show is sponsored by Ivory Homes, where they have an open house getting underway in Harriman at 11 o'clock. This is at 6432 Hollister Way in Harriman, where you can really see these beautiful home sites. They have three different subdivisions in Harriman that you can take a look at today. Ton, a lot of people are concerned about the weather and how our temperatures dropped extremely. In fact, one of our texters talking about on the East Bench in Bountiful, they got snow overnight, and they're worried that they didn't cover their tomatoes and bell peppers and squash. Should we be concerned about these low temperatures?
It's one of those things that you could have covered them and maybe kept them a few degrees warmer. And we just go through this every year, and it didn't freeze, and so the plants are still alive. You're still going to get tomatoes, but it may slow them down for a while. And, you know, it's not that they're going to go brown or anything, but it's not good for them, but it didn't kill them.
Okay, so may need to take some extra precautions tonight, though. Use some wall of waters or some of those extra ways to cover them.
Correct. And if you have those, it doesn't hurt to cover them up, because it will protect them from strong winds and then a little bit colder temperatures. But, you can only do so much. But if it's going to be in the high 30s, you know, it may be worth covering them. Although if you don't, as long as we don't freeze, your plants aren't going to die.
Okay, let's take a call. Go back to our callers. John calling from Tremonton. Good morning, John. What is your question this morning?
So I'm calling about columnar oak trees. I've got kindred spirit oaks, and this spring I had two of them that the tops died out of. The top about 3 feet are, nothing's growing on them. And I'm wondering where to trim that back to and how to get a new leader to grow. And then the other ones have like 3 or 4 leaders growing on them, and I'm wondering if I need to trim that back to one or just leave it.
Well, it's hard to really say, because the kindred spirit oak is, just for the listeners, is a very columnar oak tree that only grows 6 or 8 feet wide, and it gets about 30 feet tall. And so because of its really tight growth habit, oftentimes, especially when the trees get 8 or 10 feet in the air, they may develop a couple of leaders. And so if you want to develop a leader, what you're going to have to do is prune the dead out and look for the longest branch in the tree. And then you would clip the other branches that might be within a few inches of its height back, so that that one branch will then grow into a new leader. And what you would have is a little bit of a crook in the trunk, but as the tree fills in, especially during the summer, over a few years, it wouldn't be noticeable.
Okay, and then the ones that have multiple leaders, do I just leave that and it's fine, or?
I think they'll be okay. There's lots of the columnar oaks out there with that. The worst thing that will happen is you'll get a snow load on them, and it may bend some of those branches down. But with your central leader, I think that would still happen.
Okay, so last question about the oak trees. They're planted several feet apart, and I kind of wanted them to be sort of a wall of trees. How close can I plant those together? And if they get real close, what happens? Do they start growing all funny, or will they just fill in and be more like a wall of trees?
How distant are they? What's the spacing?
They're like six to eight feet apart.
Okay, that's about perfect. And over a period of 15 or 20 years, they'll eventually grow and touch each other. So, but you're going to have to be patient. If you would have planted...
One in between them, what would happen?
Eventually, the one in between would get shaded out and die.
And they would just die out?
Yeah. And so, I mean, you could try putting some shrubs, like maybe golden privet or... another just fast-growing shrub, Rose of Sharon or something, to create some height in between them, but it would just kind of eventually create a crowded area that you may not need. And so it's really hard to say what to do, but I would rather see you maybe put some shrubs in there. And as that shrub grew, where they came into contact with a tree, you just kind of developed dead branches, but you would have a solid screen. And something like red twig dogwood or Rose of Sharon or golden privet would just fill in more quickly than the trees would.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right, John, thanks for your call this morning. And the show this morning is sponsored by Ivory Homes, where they have an open house getting underway in their Juniper Estate subdivision, 6432 Hollister Way in Harriman. We have with us, that's getting underway at 11, I should say, we have Doug Babcock joining us. And Doug, you also have a hidden gem there in Harriman that you want to tell folks about. Tell us about the Cove.
You know what? It really is the Cove at Harriman Springs. It's a community that's been being built here for the last almost 10 years, but it has established itself as the premier community of Harriman, tucked up in the mountainside in a small little remote valley, beautiful large home sites, private little ponds right at the entryway with beautiful streamlined entry streets, views that I'd probably sell my left a big toe for. It really has just established itself as something unique. Ivory has some of the most beautiful home sites in the community thus far, right up at the very top, beautiful valley views, walkout basements. Because of the topography of the land, everything's going to have a minimum of a 10-foot tall basement. It really has, it's hard to explain without seeing it.
So really, this is for someone who wants to be farther away, but they want that custom estate.
That is exactly what it is. This is for that family or that person who really is seeking out a little additional privacy. It's still much closer than what you would imagine, but it's completely off the beaten path. There's only one way to get to it. Its elevation is such that it's up above any inversion also. So just beautiful, clean, crisp, quiet, peaceful mountain air.
Okay, you have an open house getting underway in about 45 minutes here at your Juniper Estate subdivision. But what if somebody is interested in some of the other subdivisions that you have in Harriman?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently we have those three from Juniper Estates. We actually have a model up in the Cove as well that can be visited. But from Juniper Estates, we're making sure to help families navigate through all of our Harriman offerings.
Okay, and again, let's give that address. It is 6432 Hollister Way. That is in Harriman, getting underway at 11 o'clock. And they do have all of the CDC's social distancing guidelines in effect there for you as well. Thank you for joining us for the Greenhouse Show. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can also text us at 57500.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for joining us for the KSL Greenhouse Show. Maria and Ton are taking your questions this morning. If you're watching the show on the KSL News Radio app, what you're going to see is a virtual tour of the Juniper Estates. This is an Ivory Home subdivision, Juniper Estates, where an open house is getting underway at 11 o'clock, 6432 Hollister Way, again, in Harriman. Let's go back to our phone lines and take a call from Sean and Murray. Good morning, Sean. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. I'm calling. I have a Alaskan weeping cedar in my front yard that's about 15 years old. And I noticed that it's starting to get a lot of browns in kind of the middle of each weeping branch. And I don't know if it was last fall or what, but then in the spring I noticed one, the big main branch is halfway up, had totally died, and I cut it out. But now I'm concerned that I'm going to lose the tree. Is it something that I could put on it or something that you might know that I could do to prevent that from happening?
Now, when you say it's just getting browns in the middle of the tree, are certain areas of the foliage just dying or what?
Well, it seems to be the whole tree itself, kind of each branch. It's not on the outside of the branch. It's more kind of on the underside of the foliage is getting, I'd say, like an eighth of it browning through the whole tree.
Is it consistently on the what would have been last year's branch tips?
No.
Okay.
The older parts.
Older parts. I was trying to eliminate the possibility that it didn't harden off enough and that really cold weather we got last September somehow damaged it. But Alaskan weeping cedar is just one of those trees that is used to cool, moist air and acidic soil, and it grows in moist areas. And when you bring it into Utah, which is hot and dry during the summer and very cold in the winter, and then lacks humidity, sometimes the tree can struggle, and you don't see many of them that get past about 20 years old. And so it just could be that the tree's declining because we've planted it in a virtual desert to where it's native to areas that are more similar to southern Alaska into Seattle, that are just more almost like temperate rainforest areas, and we've introduced it to a place that has alkaline soil, dry hot air, and very cold weather.
Okay, so it's probably not like a borer or a bug in there that may...
Well, it sounds like it may have some root disease in it, but if it was a borer, you would see sawdust coming out where the branch intersections are, or you would see holes in the actual bark, and if it were something else eating it, you know, you would see the evidence of it, and to where you just are developing brown spots, and you've had limbs die here and there. Without being able to carve them open, I can't tell you for sure, but it sounds more like an internal fungal disease that would have been brought on by the tree being stressed.
Okay. So just kind of watch it. There's nothing that I should put on it or...
Well, I mean, of maybe just a little bit of fertilizer, you need to check the irrigation to make sure it's not drowning. You need to make sure, though, that it doesn't dry out because it's not drought hardy. And all you can really do is just a little bit of fertilizer and keep the soil moist but not too wet and see what happens.
Okay, I'll try that. All right, thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Thanks for your call this morning. Next texter is wondering if you have an economical solution to filling grow boxes with soil. I see so many people putting together grow boxes lately.
Well, the problem with the grow boxes is people don't realize how expensive soil is to put in them, and that soil needs to be refreshed every 2 or 3 years with a new batch of soil because it does break down and lose its positive qualities and does get a buildup of diseases.
Okay, so is there an economical solution?
I mean, it's hard. Sometimes you can get to the gravel pits in East Layton that are on that Hill Air Force Base bench that have sandy soil. There's a few pits up in the north part of Cache Valley in the Lewiston area that have sandy soil. But if you can find sandy soil, you can mix it 1-to-1 by volume with compost. And then you'll put some triple 16 in there because our sandy soils are often deficient in phosphorus and potassium, and use that. But that's best used in raised beds that are in contact with the ground. If you've made raised beds that are sitting on cement or something, that may not be the most appropriate mix, and you would have to stick with a more of a commercial mix.
All right.
But that's still the only advantage to that sand compost mix is the sand doesn't break down, and you just put a couple inches of compost in every year and just stir it in really well, and that's what you need to do, to where if you're using a completely artificial mix, then that needs to be torn out and new soil should be repurchased every 3 years.
Ivory Homes has been our great partner this spring with Spring of Hope, and with us this morning is Doug Babcock. And Doug, tell us about the Spring of Hope wall that is recognizing folks during this time. Doug, are you there? Okay, we're going to... Hi there, Doug. We were just talking about how you've been such a great partner with Spring of Hope. Describe for us this Spring of Hope wall that is recognizing folks during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ivory recognizes that the environment of the state today is a little bit uncertain, and yet Utah is doing so incredibly well in handling all of these uncertain times. I would argue probably better than any state in the country. And with that, Ivory wants to recognize those who are truly going above and beyond, helping other people out, staying positive, working towards positive results. And so we have our Spring of Hope wall. You can go to kslnewsradio.com and nominate someone that you feel, whether an individual, organization, whatever that is, someone that you truly feel is helping us move forward in a positive direction and doing a fantastic time in or a fantastic things in these uncertain times.
You have an open house that's getting away in just about 30 minutes here, but you have some great locations in Harriman to show people. Quickly run down what those locations are.
Absolutely. So in Harriman, the first thing that we'll start with is Hidden Oaks. Hidden Oaks is going to be an incredible brand new community. We're just opening up, starting in the high 300s. The next community that we have is Juniper Estates. We've been in Juniper for a few years now. Beautiful community, large quarter plus acre lots that are going to start in that mid 400 range. And then our Cove at Harriman Springs, which is an absolutely beautiful private community tucked up into the foothills that are going to start in the mid to high fives.
Okay, and an open house getting underway in just about 30 minutes at Juniper Estates. You can find it 6432 Hollister Way in Harriman.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.